This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Elon Musk Podcast, the show where we delve into the latest happenings in the world of SpaceX, Tesla, and Elon Musk. I'm your host, Will Walden, and today we've got a particularly engrossing episode lined up for you. Our focus for this episode is the ongoing legal tussle between Elon Musk and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, a saga that's been unfolding since Musk's infamous, quote, funding secured tweet in 2018. And we'll be dissecting the details of the dispute, which centers around the requirement for Musk's Tesla-related tweets to be pre-approved by a lawyer. And we'll discuss Musk's recent appeal to have this provision overturned, the SEC's counterarguments, and what it all means for the balance between free speech and corporate accountability. Now, Elon Musk is a controversial figure, as we know, and in the ever-unfolding drama surrounding Tesla's CEO and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the latest chapter sees the billionaire entrepreneur continue to grapple with the agency over his freedom of speech on Twitter. Now, this skirmish follows Musk's 2018 settlement with the SEC, which requires his tweets pertaining to Tesla only to be pre-approved by an attorney, a provision that Musk's legal team now seeks to overturn. And the contentious relationship between Musk and the SEC traces back to the infamous funding secured tweet in 2018, a declaration that sparked controversy, raised eyebrows, and attracted SEC scrutiny. An investigation led to Musk's agreement to let a lawyer, not known on the internet as his Twitter sitter, review material Tesla-related tweets before posting. Now, this agreement has been a thorn in Elon's side and is now under appeal. And in a bold move, Musk's legal team submitted a brief to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in New York in September 2022. Characterizing the agreement as a, quote, government-imposed muzzle. They argue it unconstitutionally inhibits Musk's freedom of speech, a claim that the SEC fiercely contests, and asserting that the agreement is both valid and constitutional. The ensuing legal battle highlights the tension between corporate accountability, personal freedom, and the power of social media in the corporate world. Interestingly, the appeal comes on the heels of a significant legal victory for Musk, a class action securities fraud trial revolving around the same funding secured tweet ended with a jury exonerating both Musk and Tesla of any liability. This victory prompted Musk's legal team to contend that the jury's verdict should be factored into the appeal against the CEO's SEC settlement provision. Now, Alex Spiro, one of Musk's attorneys, argued, in light of the jury finding that Mr. Musk's tweets did not violate Rule 10b-5, the SEC lacks support both for the consent decree itself and for its arguments on appeal. The legal team says that the public interest in avoiding unconstitutional settlements outweighs the SEC's stake in the consent decree. Now, however, the SEC has hit back. They maintain that the jury's verdict in the private securities fraud case does not represent a pertinent and significant authority. They argued that Musk's interpretation of the verdict oversteps its actual implications. And in the response, the SEC pointed out that Musk had twice voluntarily agreed to the consent judgment and that the court had rightly dismissed his request to alter the judgment, given no significant factual or legal changes that warranted such relief under Rule 60B5. Now, the SEC further highlighted that the private plaintiff in the case had to prove reliance, loss causation and damages, conditions that would not burden the SEC in a trial. They also noted that the court instructed the jury to assume that Musk's tweets were untrue, which reinforced the SEC's argument. They concluded, ultimately, the verdict had no bearing on whether the district court could correctly decline to grant the extraordinary remedy of altering Musk's consent judgment years after entry. Now, as of now, the dispute remains unresolved. It is yet to be seen whether the court will validate or dismiss the appeal from Musk's legal team. The hearing is expected to take place in the spring, but a date is yet to be set. Now, this case not only represents another chapter in the ongoing saga between Elon and the SEC, but it also shines a light on much broader issues. It questions the line between free speech and accountability in the age of social media, and the role that influential figures like Musk play in shaping public and investor sentiment. Elon Musk's Twitter escapades frequently made headlines, with his often candid and unpredictable tweets triggering both applause and outcry. And the current dispute underscores the potential repercussions of such public statements, particularly when they pertain to a publicly traded company like Tesla. The stakes are high, and Musk's settlement with the SEC was no slap on the wrist. The original agreement not only mandated legal oversight of his tweets, but also required Musk to pay $20 million in civil penalties and temporarily relinquish his position as Tesla's chairman, a role he had since reclaimed. And while Musk's recent victory in the securities fraud trial could be seen as a glimmer of hope for the tech mogul, it's crucial to note that this is not his first attempt to shake off the Twitter restrictions. A previous effort to dissolve the agreement was blocked last year, signaling that the courts may not be swayed by his recent courtroom triumph. And observers may wonder why Musk continues to fight this battle. Is it simply about the right to free speech, or is there more at stake? Now, to understand this, one must consider Musk's use of Twitter as a tool for communication. His tweets have often served as a direct line to his fans and followers, a platform where he shares thoughts, teases future projects, and reacts to current events, sometimes with far-reaching effects. And indeed, one cannot overlook the power of Musk's Twitter presence. His 50 million plus followers include a mix of fans, critics, investors, and fellow entrepreneurs. His tweets can send Tesla's stock price soaring or plummeting, as was the case with the funding secured tweet that sparked the SEC's ire. And the billionaire's appeal against the SEC settlement is more than just a legal squabble. It's a battle for control over his preferred method of communication. The verdict could set a precedent for how regulators oversee the social media activities of high-profile corporate leaders. And in the meantime, as we anticipate the spring court hearing, one thing is certain: Elon Musk's Twitter saga will continue to command attention. His battle with the SEC is more than a story of a billionaire entrepreneur's brush with regulatory authorities. It's a case study in the intersection of technology, law, and corporate governance in the digital age. But beyond the courtroom drama, the issue raises important questions about the evolving relationship between technology and business. In an age when a tweet can significantly impact a company's stock price, what regulations should be in place to protect investors? How can we balance these with an individual's right to free speech, particularly when that individual is as influential as Elon Musk? Now, as Musk continues to challenge the status quo, his struggles with the SEC highlight the delicate balance between innovation, regulation, and personal freedom. The verdict, when it arrives, is likely to have far-reaching implications, not just for Musk and Tesla, though, but for the broader business and regulatory landscape. So we're going to sit back, we're going to watch, and we will keep our Twitter notifications on. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Elon Musk podcast today. If you enjoy this episode, please take a second and hit the subscribe button on whatever platform, or the follow button on whatever platform you're on right now. That would greatly help this show reach a broader audience. So thank you for that. And thank you for taking the time out of your day today to be here with me. Take care of yourselves and each other. And I'll see you next time.